In the name of the Father and Son, Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. The month that we are in now is the last month of the Coptic year, the month of Misra, followed by the 5 days of the little month. That's why the reading of the end of the year starts with the stewardship. So we hear today the parable of the wicked servants who were entrusted over the vineyard, and how they handled in a way that's as described by the Bible, by the Lord Christ, as shameful. They were greedy and they thought of themselves that they are the owners of the place, and that's why they treated the servants who came asking for fruits in a harsh way. They killed some of them, and even the son of the owner, when he came to ask for fruits, he was also treated the same way. And because we are approaching the end of the Coptic year, the church wants to get us to think about our stewardship. Every one of us is entrusted over something, at least over himself, his heart. This is one of the vineyards that were given to us. We don't own anything. We are just entrusted over stewardship, and we are asked to handle them with care and with love. The owner of the vineyard will come one day and ask us, give an account for what you were given. And he requests that for all those people who are entrusted over stewardship to be faithful and wise. Faithful is a very broad term that every one of us can understand it his own way. What is faithfulness looks like? The Bible, throughout it's all the New Testament, give us examples about what is faithfulness is. Let us go and review how a faithful steward would behave, how he would conduct himself, and the stewardship that he was given. The faithful is the one who is faithful always, regardless of circumstances. The best example is example of Joseph, the son of Jacob, the righteous and the chaste man. He was hated by his brothers, but he never hated them in return. He never justified for himself that I can hate and hold the grudge against my brothers because they mistreated me. He understood that his heart is a stewardship. To keep it always pure is something that he has to work on it, and he has no excuse when he turned from love and serving into bitterness and grudge. When he handled the stewardship of the man Potiphar, the chief of the captain of the police in Egypt, he handled it also with care and with faithfulness. He did not sin with the woman even when she asked him to do so. He did not justify it for himself that I'm going through a hard time and I'm young and she is asking me to sin with her, and accordingly I can be absolved from the stewardship of being the servant of God in the land of Egypt. Even when he was put in prison and he was accused falsely by the woman, we read about him that in prison he conducted himself in a way that allowed him to run the prison. He was given authority over everyone to deal as if he is one of the guards, not one of the prisoners. He was a faithful man. His faithfulness was never altered because of the circumstances. In the prison, he could have said to himself, why I should keep being faithful while everything is going against me? Why I should watch over God's commandment and do the right thing, even if it is not paying off? Faithfulness is to be faithful at all times, in all circumstances, not only when things are going in your favor, not only when things are going according to what I think is the right way, or how people are treated me. Faithfulness is like Saint Joseph the righteous, the man who was faithful in all circumstances, even when everything is going against him. The faithful is the one who is faithful everywhere. Daniel the prophet is the best example. He was taken away from his land, land of Judah, into the land of captivity, Babylon. Away from the place that he was raised, he could have given himself the right to behave the way he likes. Let us compare Daniel with us sometimes. When we think that away from the church, I can do whatever. In my school, I am absolved from all of the Christian behaviors that I am taught. I can do whatever. Nobody's seeing me. In my workplace, I can mess up as much as I am not caught. Daniel was not like this. Even when it came to food that was given to him, and he knew that it is not right for him as a Jew to eat it, he stood and he said, no, I cannot eat and defile myself. This is faithfulness. A man who is faithful wherever he is, in whatever he was handling, he was faithful at all times. The place did not alter his mind. Being away from the temple did not make him to be absolved from the values that he was taught in his homeland. The faithful is the one who is faithful to the end. Many, many people, they start their marriage. How many people complete it to the end? Only the faithful people. The best example is Moses, the leader of the people of Israel. They gave him hard time all through the 40 years, even to the degree that he lost his temper in one occasion, and based on this, he was denied access to the promised land. But none of this, of these, altered his heart and made him to give up on the stewardship. He never came at a certain time and said, God, look, I lost everything. I am tired of those people. I'll just go my own way. Before he departs, God told him, it is time for you now to leave the leadership. His care and concern was about his people. God, please appoint someone to lead your people, lest they would be like flock without a shepherd. This is faithfulness to the end, to the last day. The true servant is not the one who is diligent for some time and then after some time he loses focus and then he gives up on the service. A faithful husband, a faithful wife are those people who are going to continue to the end. This is how God looks at a faithful servant and reward him. The faithful is the one who is faithful to the end. The faithful is the one who is faithful to his people even when they reject him. Samuel the prophet gives us the example here. The people of Israel came to him and they said to him, Samuel, look, you are old man now. Your children are not as good as you. And we don't think that we have to continue like this. So, what do you want? We want a king to reign over us. In his face, they rejected him. Please, now it's time for you to retire and get us another person to lead us in war, to be like other nations. Samuel took this request to God, and God said, let them have what they are requesting. As for Samuel, he said something that really gives us a hint about the quality of this man. He said to them, even when you rejected me, as for me, God forbid that I would sin against God and cease for asking on your behalf. Even if you do not accept my leadership, I cannot sin to God by stop praying and guiding you in the right way. He heard it very clearly. We do not want you. You are old man. You don't benefit us anymore. But Samuel was a faithful steward. He knew that they did not appoint him to retire him. God is the one who appointed him to lead the people. He will give account before God. God did not retire him. Sometimes we absolve ourselves from our responsibilities. And we give ourselves the permission to retire ourselves based on the people do not accept me. I'm not loved where I am. I don't feel comfortable here or there. I'm going to give up on the service because of so and so. the people did not appoint any of us. God is the one who appointed us wherever we are. If you like your life or not, you are entrusted over stewardship. If you are rejected even by your own people, keep on doing the right thing. You will give an account before God, not before the people. The faithful is the one who is faithful while in need. All of us can give when we are going through the time when we have abundance. But who can give when our incomes and our resources are getting short? The widow, whom the Lord Christ testified about her, that she gave more than anyone else. She was faithful even while she is in need. She only owned these two mites, less than a denarii, and she went and she put them in the temple. She understood what is faithfulness is. Faithfulness is to give and to sacrifice even while I myself who is given in need. As servants in the church, all of us, maybe we feel like I can serve when I have time, when I have effort, when I can. But this is not faithfulness. Faithfulness is when I pray for others while I am struggling. When I serve others while me, I cannot make it. I cannot walk. I cannot do it. I cannot do the same effort as before. I give from what God gave me, even if things are going into the negative balance. This is faithfulness. Doing things while I'm in need, not in the time of abundance. The faithful steward is the one who is burdened with the sense of responsibility. This is something that we can see very manifest and clear in the life of Nehemiah, the prophet. He was doing well in the land of captivity. He was the king cupbearer, the man who is closest to the king. He has nothing to do with his homeland. When he heard the news about the land is burned with fire, the temple is broken, the walls are wrecked, he felt that I have something to do with it. He moved with a sense of responsibility. Nehemiah is the only prophet in the Old Testament whom God did not talk to him directly and appoint him, but who made him to move this sense of responsibility. He was burdened with it to the degree that he could not stay still. He could not continue his life as if nothing is happening, just to ignore it. He was burdened with this sense of responsibility that made him to give up his position in the land of Birji and go back and go through all of the tribulations in order for him to be able with the people of Israel to build the walls of Jerusalem and to build and to continue building the temple in less than maybe 6 weeks. If we ask Nehemiah, why did you do this? Why did you carry on all of this troubles on your own shoulders? I cannot do anything differently. My sense of responsibility is what pushed me to go through this. This is faithfulness. I'm not waiting for someone to invite me to take care of the responsibility that I know I am called to take it on my shoulders. I do not need invitation in order for me to do the right thing with my children, with my household, with my church, with the community that I am living in. I am not waiting for someone to invite and ask me and over and over and over to do what is right, what is befitting me as a servant of God. The faithful steward is the one who leads God's people to know and worship their Maker. Josiah, the king, he started his reign in Israel and when he was 8 years old. He was not taught anything, but he understood since his young age that to be a faithful steward means to lead my people, whom God entrusted them to me, to worship and know God. When he was at the time where he can make decisions, he started by destroying the temples and the altars of the Baal. And then he worked hard to build the altar of God and to offer sacrifice and to teach the people the scripture. This is a faithful steward. As a man of the house, you are not the ATM machine of the house. This is not faithfulness, that I just go and make money. At the end of the day, yes, it is part of my responsibility, but above all, to lead my house to the knowledge of God. As a mother, I am not just the cook or the cleaner of the house. It's part of my responsibility, but the aim is to lead my household to the knowledge and worship of God. This is how we should evaluate our performance as stewards. What exactly am I doing to help those people who are entrusted to me to know and worship God? If we are not getting the people whom we are serving there, if we are not doing what we are supposed to do here, there is something missing. I cannot think of myself being as a faithful steward. Yes, Abuna, I work 16 and 17, 18 hours a day as I go from here to there. I work on Saturday and Sunday. I'm very busy in order to secure the future of my children. My brother, this is not your sole responsibility. Above all, this is just a mean. What did you do in order to make your house a place where God can rest in? What did you do with your children? How did you teach them? How did you give them the example? How did you make the place where you live a place where you and your household can worship God? This is your main responsibility, and this is what God is going to ask all of us about. Faithfulness and wisdom is what will make any steward to be accepted before God. Let us think about these criteria that we today thought about it. Let us think about those good examples of faithfulness and meditate upon their lives and try to imitate them. Faithfulness, the faithful steward, is the one who is faithful always, regardless of the circumstances. The one who is faithful everywhere. The one who is faithful to the end. The one who is faithful to his people even when they reject him. The one who is faithful while in need. The one who is burdened with the sense of responsibility, and the one who leads God's people to know and worship their Maker. Glory be to God forever and ever.